Got 5 minutes? Stick around, because we're about to share the latest on what God's doing in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Swaziland. There's something you can do to make a difference, too. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While ISIS continues to recruit new members around the world, some members are actually leaving. Vice President and Middle East expert with V3 Partners, Tom Doyle, just returned from the Middle East.
There are some that are displeased. For them, it's about identity. They got involved. It's not exactly what they thought it would be. We have leaders that are talking to former ISIS people that have left, that are very careful, sharing about their background, but they're searching for meaning.
Jihadi John, remember, he appeared in the beheading videos, reportedly has left the terror group. Doyle tells us IS has actually been good for Muslim outreach.
We are seeing that it is also repelling people from the religion of Islam, because the majority of the Muslims in that region didn't really grow up with this aggressive kind of Islam. Many people are giving some serious pushback.
Follow E3's prayer request on Facebook. We have a link to that at missionnews.org. Members may be leaving, but it's not stopping ISIS from expanding. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
ISIS does have a footprint in Indonesia, but when a group like ISIS comes in and says, you must believe like us, or we banish you from your homeland, or we kill you, that serves the government very much.
UK Prime Minister David Cameron's meeting with leaders in Southeast Asia this week to discuss trade and terrorism. New political alliances are being formed to fight the Islamic State. At the same time, FMI is helping indigenous pastors share the gospel and plant churches in strategic ways.
We invite and we encourage people to visit our website and find out how they can partner with these church planters.
Visit FMI's profile page at missionnews.org to connect.
The gospel is growing, and geopolitical boundaries, terrorists, they do not stop the move of God's Spirit.
This is Mission Network News. Indonesia isn't the only one battling an ISIS insurgency. In Myanmar, militants are reportedly wooing Muslim ethnic minorities like the Rohingya. Their appeal might sound even better now because the UN's cutting food rations. Partners Relief and Development is coming alongside these populations daily in Christ's name, but as the needs increase, Partners requires more help too. You can help them stand in the gap at missionnews.org. Physical needs in Myanmar are being met, but one organization is filling a much greater void. Children's Hope Chest is training young people for spiritual leadership. It is a program where children receive an education and opportunities to serve at the care points where they grew up. Children's Hope Chest, Laura Fisher.
Our ministry model for Children's Hope Chest is built on a three-phase model, and it's survive, thrive, and succeed. And while we want to see communities truly survive, thrive, and succeed, that only comes about because individuals within that community have not only survived and thrived, but they are successful in their own right.
By training young people, Children's Hope Chest is investing in the future. And the future is looking pretty bright.
It's made such an incredible difference. Greater stability is there. There's a vision for the future. And there truly is hope for sufficiency and dignity as God intended.
Visit missionnews.org to see how you can help Children's Hope Chest raise new leaders. And speaking of leaders, Orphan Outreach recently has a new one. Ray Diaz was named executive director, where he's going to be leading church partnerships and program development. He has 17 years of experience working with children trapped in poverty, and he was a pastor in the U.S. Pray that God would give Diaz wisdom as he makes important decisions. You can find other ways to get involved with Orphan Outreach through the link in our web story. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for the world a little bit more effectively? Get our e-news delivered to you every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.